This is Akashvani, the news read by Navneet Singh. The union cabinet has approved the Bharat Audyogik Vikas Yojana with an allocation of 33,660 crore rupees for developing 100 plug-and-play industrial parks in the country. Briefing media in New Delhi after the cabinet meeting yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the scheme aims to develop world-class industrial infrastructure, unlocking manufacturing potential and driving the country's growth story. The Lok Sabha has passed the Appropriation No. 2 Bill 2026. The legislation was moved by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. The bill seeks to authorize payment and appropriation of certain sums from and out of the Consolidated Fund of India for the services of the financial year 2026-27. Earlier, the lower house also gave its nod for the demands of grants under the control of the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare for 2026-27. Replying to a discussion, Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the government is moving forward with the objectives of ensuring food security, increasing farmers' income and providing nutritious food to the people.
In 2013-14, the agriculture budget was only 21,933 crore and 50 lakh rupees. But today, as this budget has been presented, it stands at 1,30,561 crore and 38 lakh rupees. This increase in the budget is unprecedented.
The Election Commission said it has deployed over 25 lakh officials ahead of the upcoming assembly polls for violence-free, inducement-free elections in four states of Assam, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and West Bengal and Union Territory of Puducherry. Ahead of the assembly polls, the poll panel has also removed 11 district magistrates in West Bengal, who also serve as district election officers. Earlier in the day, five Deputy Inspector General of Police ranked officers were also removed. The vibrant festival of Chaitra Navratri begins today, with devotees across the country celebrating the nine auspicious days with great zeal and devotion. The nine-day festival commenced with the offering of morning aarti at temples, including in the national capital, where large number of devotees gathered to seek blessings. The President of India, Draupadi Murmu, will visit Ayodhya today. She is on a three-day visit to Uttar Pradesh. President will first reach Ayodhya and visit Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Mandir. She will perform darshan and aarti at various places within the Ram Janmabhoomi Mandir and participate in Sri Ram Yantra Sthapana event. Later in the day, she will depart for Mathura Vrindavan, where she will take part in various programs and will perform darshan and pujan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday held a telephonic conversation with the Crown Prince of Kuwait, Sheikh Sabah Al Khalid Al Hamad Al Mubarak Al Sabah, on the evolving situation in West Asia. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, during their conversation, he reiterated India's condemnation of attacks on Kuwait's sovereignty and territorial integrity. They also emphasized that ensuring safe and free navigation through the Strait of Hormuz remains a foremost priority. Both sides agreed that sustained diplomatic engagement is essential for maintaining regional peace and stability. The Prime Minister thanked the Crown Prince for his continued support towards the safety and well-being of Indian community in Kuwait. Mr. Modi also conveyed greetings to the Crown Prince of Kuwait on the upcoming Eid festival. Pakistan and Afghanistan have announced a temporary pause in fighting in view of Eid ul-Fitr and at the request of Saudi Arabia, Turkey and Qatar, a day after Afghan government accused Islamabad of killing 400 people in an attack on a rehabilitation hospital in Kabul. In a social media post, Pakistan's Information Minister Ataullah Tarar made the announcement hours after his country carried out fresh attacks on alleged Taliban positions in the border region. And with that, we end this news bulletin.